In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The Farm Bill is still on the Senate floor for consideration. Since Congress has just started their two-week break, their Thanksgiving recess, really means that when the Senate comes back in December, that'll be another opportunity for them to resume consideration of the farm legislation. I think there's still some question, though, given the other things that are on the plate of the U.S. Senate between now and the end of the year, actually how much progress they'll be able to make in December.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
What they have right now in front of them, they have a version that's been passed by the House, and they have a version that's been passed by the Senate Ag Committee, so they can see the support levels that are included, and that may, you know, give them an indication of where things may go in front of them. But still, there's a tremendous amount of uncertainty, in particular when they consider the fact that Senators Grassley and Dorgan would still like to offer a payment limit amendment that could drastically change the provisions of the final legislation if it were to be approved.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Well, I think at this point, extension still seems to be something off in the distance. I think there's still effort and momentum to try to get a new farm bill put in place. It may be after the first of the year before we see that farm bill finally put to bed, but I don't think there's yet a real move to necessarily try to just extend the O2 legislation for a year or two.